of the chair, we will call the meeting to order. Roll call. Strawn?
Here.
Kaplan, excused. Gronowski?
Here.
Tusick?
Here.
Clark?
Here.
And Albert's excused. With that, I will accept nominations for the election of a chair.
I nominate Wes Gronowski.
Second. If we do it, we need a second.
Mm-hmm. He's been around here a while, I understand.
Yeah. So. Am I allowed to?
You are.
Okay.
We're not the chair of last.
Okay.
Okay.
Call for the question.
Any other nominations? With that, all in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? I will turn it over to Wes Kronowski.
All right, thank you. Okay, item number three, approval of minutes from September 6, 2018. So that was our last meeting, was September. If you have any questions or concerns or changes, please voice them. If not, I'll entertain a motion for approval.
I move we adopt the minutes as presented.
I second.
So motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Minutes carried. Item number four, petition of Jared Schmidt, agent for Riverside Medical LLC, 1250 Centennial Center Boulevard, Hobart, Wisconsin, 54155, requesting a 6-foot variance to allow for a 36-foot driveway width at the outside sidewalk line at 2021 Riverside Drive, parcel AL-56-1. Imagine the petitioner is here. If you'd like to, you can step up to the microphone so we may ask you questions. Please state your name and address when you do step up to the microphone. And then we'll ask for a kind of a brief project synopsis from Trevor and then maybe ask you some questions. But if you could, state your name and address.
Brandon Rabidek, 1250 Centennial Center Boulevard, Hobart.
Thank you. And Trevor, you put a memo in the packet with this request. Is there anything outside of the memo that you'd like to summarize or in the memo itself?
No, only that we have we did have a engineer firm do the turn movements and my computer load. There we go. This was not included in the packet. We received this late last week. So we do have proposed turn movements here shown on the screen for where the driveway is proposed. So we can discuss that when you guys.
Yeah, so once again, for the board that I took away was that as it exists today or after construction is complete, that the turn radius will not be sufficient for emergency vehicles, which is part of the reason for this variance request.
I believe it's for their own shipping vehicles.
Okay. Okay.
And a note here that they currently have two driveways on West St. Joseph. This is scheduled to be reconstructed this summer. And during the reconstruction, they would be eliminating these two driveways and combining them into one driveway, which aligns more with their loading dock area. The engineers that ran the turn movements showed right turn only. So I did ask our Department of Public Works if they had ran the left turns, and they said they did not. So.
I'm sorry, I don't understand what you just said.
So they're showing right turns out of the driveway.
Out, okay.
Out.
What about in?
Out, and then right turn from coming from Riverside Drive.
Okay.
So I guess there's the alternative of having left turn movements. So if, say you're coming up Riverside Drive, you're taking a right, you're coming into westbound traffic, which this is a local collector, so that potentially would be okay. And then taking a right turn into HME. Whereas opposed, if you're coming down West St. Joseph Lane, westbound lane. You can take a left turn up from Webster. And then if you're coming out, you would have the option of taking a left turn instead of a right turn.
So are we changing three driveways now into two? Is that?
That's correct.
And is that by the owner's choice?
Yes, it's part of the road reconstruction project, but it is part of their choice, yes.
Okay.
I believe the current driveways, this one meets our standards, this one is existing non-conforming.
If they wanted to leave the existing non-conforming, I imagine it's too big?
It is too big for our standards now. But
if they wanted to leave the existing one, could they, or is the road construction going to?
They could.
Okay.
So for the petitioner's sake, there's three standards that must be met in order to grant the variance. That was in the application packet. So you probably are aware of what those are.
Yep.
So if we could speak specifically to those three items, that'd be important for this board.
Sure. The unnecessary hardship, we have in there that the village is removing one driveway, or we're proposing to remove one driveway, and just to line up that 36-foot driveway with the access down to where things are shipped to, just to, with what's shown right now, the turning radiuses for the trucks is kind of tight with using that middle driveway as shown, just to get around and back to where the drop-off point is. The unique property limitations, there's not a lot of room between the backup curb to the property line. And just so the length of driveway doesn't allow for trucks to kind of straighten back out by the time that they actually get into the property. A larger driveway would let the truck get on there without jumping onto the curb and beating up the curbs. And then the protection of public interest, it's more for, this will allow trucks to get off the road quicker than what's currently there and the tarp turns that it takes, the time that it takes to actually turn. This will allow for them to just turn into the site and get off the public roads, allowing for less congestion and less minimizing any accident possibilities.
Why do we have a statute that you can be 40 feet and then down to 30 feet? Why? What was the purpose, do you know, in having that regulation?
I didn't write the ordinance, but that's pretty standard, and that's for the flare, for the apron. So the vehicles turning in, they can start at a wider area and then turn in.
Is there any problem if we would grant this? Is there any issue with the village that would not be in favor of it?
Well, I guess the ordinance reads 30, and the reasoning behind that, because that's again, that's a fairly standard one. Other municipalities might have a difference for more industrial areas where they have more traffic. The 30 is to minimize the potential conflict between a pedestrian and a vehicle.
I would just say for the record that my understanding is that in order to override an ordinance, the standard is pretty high. And for an unnecessary hardship to pass muster, it technically means that no reasonable use can be made of the property without the variance.
Right.
In this case, It seems like that standard isn't met. And if it's not met, this board has no power to grant the variance.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, that's correct. We can't make judgment calls. I don't disagree with your plan. I think that part of the protection of the public interest is getting trucks off the road faster. I think that makes sense. And it's safer if they can straighten out before they have to turn to unload or load. So I think that makes sense. The unique property limitation, you know, you could probably eliminate some parking instead and move it further back. I don't know. I mean, it's tough to say. But the unnecessary hardship is the one that I'm having a hard time with.
This might be something that could be addressed through petitioning for an ordinance change. But I think this board isn't able to technically grant this request.
This is a zoning ordinance revision. What's being proposed in the new zoning ordinance?
I don't know if we've gotten to that point yet.
Okay.
What was that?
We haven't got to that point yet.
My opinion is that the ordinance does not need changing as long as we have the authority to make modifications or exceptions like in this case. I think there's something in the ordinance too, granting a 40-foot or more driveway if they're granted to have that island, but that would not solve the problems that they have here. It just might make it worse. So I see no problem with this particular one.
If I could speak, my name's Andy Trotovic. I'm with RODAC LLC, and I'm a representative for the ownership group, Riverside Medical. So the HME is our tenant within the building, and it was my understanding throughout the course of meetings, I believe that some of this, and again, this is my understanding, so I'll have to double check it, but that some of this was also in concurrence with pre-construction meetings with the village on wanting to eliminate perhaps one of the driveways, and that's why this was presented as an option. Again, that's secondhand knowledge that I received, so, but that's why we did come with this variance request as well, based on those ongoing conversations prior to construction and planning.
And based on my opinion, is that it makes practical sense. If you lose one driveway, you don't want to create a new conflict of vehicles. So I personally don't have an objection to it.
I don't have an objection to it either. I'm just trying to figure out how to reconcile with our statutory responsibility. Because it makes sense that you were working with the village in the pre-construction phase, talked about you getting rid of a driveway. Well, what can we do to accommodate for our traffic flow? This is an option. Okay, go to the Board of Appeals to see if you can get a variance. You know, I'm not saying that's the way it went down, but, you know, that's...
And again,
still, in good faith, I hope that the village said, you know, this isn't slam dunk that this would get passed, but you can try.
Yeah,
you know, I hope that was what happened.
It was indicated that, obviously, it is a request for a variance, and that it isn't necessary going to be approved. So. And again, I'd have to double-check. I am going off secondhand knowledge, but that was the knowledge I was given.
So within unnecessary hardship, if you look at item E, The hardship cannot be one that would have existed in the absence of a zoning ordinance. Sometimes a legitimate hardship results from the interaction of the provisions of the zoning ordinance with other actions or regulations adopted by public authorities. So, I agree with that.
Yeah.
I mean, what we're doing is reconstructing the road and getting rid of a driveway, correct? And the zoning ordinance is in conflict with how they want to replace that third driveway. Does that make sense, Trevor, to you? What I'm saying?
Will you repeat that?
The provision under the unnecessary hardship, where a legitimate hardship results from the interaction of the provisions of the zoning ordinance with other actions or regulations adopted by public authorities. So we're reconstructing the road, which is a good thing for everybody. But we're proposing the elimination of a driveway. And to accommodate the loss of that additional driveway, they're proposing something that's outside of our, you know, zoning ordinance requiring a variance. But would you be coming here and asking for this if we were not reconstructing the road?
My understanding is no.
Does that make sense?
Well, the property owners are requesting the change in the driveway configuration, not the village.
Right, right. But would they be if we were not reconstructing the road? That's my question. That's where I'm conflicted.
I guess I would come back to the unnecessary hardship being the fact that no reasonable use can be made of the property.
Yeah, it's a little iffy.
And they have basically full use. It's just not the best use that they would like.
I think the only thing that bothers me is that it says it makes no feasible use. Well, it's feasible, it's just more difficult. That makes ready for a motion. I'll make a motion to grant the variance.
You're making a motion to grant the variance?
Yes.
If you're making a motion to grant the variance, can you just, on the unnecessary hardship, how are you justifying that?
Problem with when it says no feasible use, have a feasible use, but it's a question of practicability, I guess is what I would say.
So you're making a motion to approve the variance, is that correct?
Yes.
I guess I'm still just not clear on the. So, but for unnecessary hardship, you're saying that because of practicality?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Unique property limitation? For the unique property limitation, what are you saying for.
I think that applies as far as. Strict conformity is unnecessarily burdensome, and I think that applies.
And then protection of the public interest, are you saying with the traffic flow? Improved traffic flow? Truck traffic.
You guys, you measured, but I think, you know, it's less of a hazard. With the variance being granted.
Okay. Yeah, I just had to get that down for the motion. Okay. There's a motion. Is there a second? Remember, it's a motion to approve based on what Clarence said his rationale was. If I was to... I don't second motions, but again, I would encourage the group to review that variance standard 1, unnecessary hardship, subletter E, and you know, determine for yourselves whether or not that should apply or not. But there is a motion, so we'll entertain a second if there is one.
Just so we get for sure that we can discuss the motion, I'll second it.
Okay. Okay.
I, too, have that same issue, that same problem of how is this an unnecessary hardship. That becomes the tough issue. And I think I don't know that we have the authority to override unless that we can answer that question.
This does not have a direct bearing on this particular appeal, but I can tell you from my historical perspective, there have been a lot more liberal approvals than this one.
And I believe we have been taken to task for doing that in the past.
Not you, previous boards.
No, I know, not. But at the recent statewide, what was the conference?
The conferences we just attended.
That we just attended, it was pointed out that we really, if the ordinances are there, unless you can find the compelling answer to each of the questions, you should not be.
Right.
Granting variances.
And to the village, it's a long way to get reach that point. It used to be pretty much that if there's no objections, you had approved, but that was not right. And of course, even when I was employed here, I had no say in that.
The only problem, the only question that hangs in my mind is how trucks coming out are going to avoid going over into the westbound lane, and how trucks going in are going to be able to make, at least large trucks, are going to be able to make a right turn lane without going into the left, into the westbound traffic. And I think that's, I think that is a public safety issue.
I agree.
And I don't know that a variance can be granted on that.
Not on that alone.
That would, I guess that would fall under unique property limitation. If we didn't have the unnecessary hardship that had to be met in addition to that.
What do you guys think about that one that I brought up? I'm just curious on your thoughts on number one and then subletter E.
Yes.
Because the way that I read it is we're acting, it's impacting their property, and they're responding with their solution to not impact their property as much. So that's where I don't know if you guys have the sheet.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's the one that I'm struggling with, so I'm just curious as to your thoughts. Since, I mean, am I all wet here, or am I reading it wrong?
Well, the phrase that jumps out is our regulations adopted by public. Did we adopt it, or did the village go along with a request made by the owner?
That's where I get hung up too. It says actions or regulations adopted by public authority. So the action is we're going to reconstruct the road,
but
and eliminate the driveway.
Was it and eliminate the driveway?
I don't know. That's a question, Trevor. I don't know. What was that conversation?
Yeah, honestly, I wasn't a part of those conversations. It was Public Works.
So is the driveway being eliminated because it's legal nonconforming at this point?
No.
Okay.
I don't believe so.
Again, my understanding of it was, and I apologize because I think was not part of those, but it was my understanding that the request was made to eliminate the middle driveway, and in doing so, the conversation was that we could submit for the variance to possibly widen the third or relocate that to allow the truck access in and out, easier, quicker access in and out of the lot.
Why was the middle driveway eliminated? Was it because the village said to eliminate it, or did you guys decide to eliminate it?
I would have to go back and check, but I thought it was brought forth by the village to eliminate it. But again, It was my understanding that the village brought forth to eliminate it, but I would have to confirm that.
It was probably, I would guess it would be worse for the state than the village. Because they've always, again, during my experiences, they've always tried to limit the number of driveways and access to that state highway.
As I recall, the first set of drawings that I did see did show that driveway not being there anymore. And that was, I think, prior to meetings, from what I recall.
But just so we know, this isn't on the state highway.
That's West St. Joseph.
This is on St. Joseph's, not on Riverside.
So the petitioner under oath just said, or not under oath, but on the record, said that the village told them to eliminate the middle driveway, and they're coming forth with a proposal that unfortunately requires a variance. So that's where I'm at with subletter E.
And again, I do want to state that
you already said it, man.
Enough, so.
I would think that regardless of who proposed it, unfortunately, they still have reasonable use of the property.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
Which is the standard.
Okay, there's a motion and a second. Is there any more discussion? Okay. Remember, the motion was for an approval of the variance. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed.
Is that an abstention?
I'm just caught in... I think there's enough of a unnecessary hardship with that traffic flow. I travel that road all the time. And there's enough, I mean, that's not going to continue, but there's enough from that construction of those doggone condominiums across the street. There's enough of a problem there with trucks turning out into... they've got it. At least large trucks are going to have a problem turning out into the without going into the westbound traffic. And there's no boulevard to keep them from doing that. And I really feel that's a safety issue. I will vote for the motion.
Okay, two ayes until one no. So that's quorum, right?
Are you going to vote?
Typically, I don't. But I can in this case. I vote to approve the variance. I'm an aye. So three ayes, one no. It's granted.
Thank you.
Sorry. I hate doing that.
Item 5, petition of Christopher Elfner, 425 Arrowhead Drive, Green Bay, Wisconsin, 54301, requesting a 268-square-foot variance of an accessory building size and variance to construct an additional garage on the lot at 425 Arrowhead Drive, parcel AL-1797. You can step up and just state your name and address.
I'm the petitioner, Christopher Elfner, 425 Arrowhead Drive.
Perfect. And then, Trevor, do you have... anything you wanted to talk about prior to jumping into this?
No, I think it's relatively straightforward. It's included in the packet. They're looking through an addition. Adding an additional garage is the one thing, and then the other thing is the amount of square footage. Total garage space would be larger than what is allowed.
The one question I have that's right off the top of my head, this is a totally new garage in addition to an existing one. Is that correct?
Correct. The property currently has a detached garage
right.
That is surrounded by property line and house. So we're looking to do an attached garage. Is that is a corner lot? So around the corner on the side street that would be attached to the home.
Jumping ahead a little bit, because I'd eventually get to this question. How many vehicles in that family?
Well, currently, I personally have three vehicles, but we are getting married in August, which will bring two new children into the house who go to Preble High School, so there will be more vehicles, or it will be next year once it happens now. So they'll be needing more vehicles.
And the size of the, see, that old garage, current garage is not shown that I can find in the drawings that are submitted.
You can see the edge of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the square footage there. So it's just a square that goes off to the property line.
What is the size of that one?
So it's a big garage. It's a big garage to start, but it's deep. It's only a two stall. And the new garage is actually going where there's currently a sunroom. Right? So you can see the garage. That's the existing garage. And then if you go around the corner, you can get over there.
So the intention would be two driveways.
Correct. So there'd be a second driveway. You can see sort of a sunroom. Yeah, if you turn right, yeah. So where that sunroom is where the intention of the new garage is going to have the same flat roof. So it will look kind of like it does today, but with garage doors on the front, and it's going to come out with a few extra feet.
Trevor, you're going to have to answer this one for me. Based on my recollection of zoning code from back when, you couldn't have two driveways like that on a property. Has that been changed?
I don't know if there's an ordinance against that, but I definitely am aware of multiple properties in Alloway that have two driveways to two garages.
Clarence, to answer your question, I believe at some point that was changed because that was a question internally one of staff members brought up, and we tried looking for that ordinance. We could not find that ordinance.
Okay, so it's pretty old then, yeah.
So the ordinance, when it talks about garages, says they should not exceed 1,200 square feet. So if you put, is that per garage? If you put another one in there that was under 1,200 square feet, would that conform?
It would be total.
Total?
Total, yes.
So total garage space?
Total garage space.
Okay. Well, I think everybody was here earlier, so you probably heard my opinion on this, and I don't mean to be the bad guy, but statutorily, you know, it's a high bar to override the ordinance, and the unnecessary hardship item says that no reasonable use of can be made of the property, and in this case, I don't see how that would pass muster. And if that's the case, this board, again, has no power to grant the requested variance.
So I think you're referring to 1A of the hardship?
Yes.
So it says, or strict conformity is unnecessarily burdensome. So I would just ask the board to consider that part of that statement as well.
Can you go further on what's unnecessarily burdensome to you?
Yeah. So, like I mentioned, there is the driveway that exists today.
Yeah.
We could potentially fit one vehicle in that driveway. Actually, it comes out. I don't know if you can see it on the plan.
It's hard for me to make out from this. Yeah, that's... Give us that.
So I'm referring to this driveway over here. The right side curves in, so it narrows down as you approach the road. So parking multiple cars in that driveway would be tricky.
Can you point, go closer and point what you mean?
And speak up. So you can see the curve here where the driveway comes in. So it's wide. It's as wide as the garage up here, but it narrows out to come around these trees to come to the road. So you cannot fit two vehicles here.
Side by side.
Right. So if we had a car parked, the only place to park it would be in front of the garage stall, which would lock in that vehicle. Right? Or, you know, the shuffling around the vehicles. Or park in the road. And the road, I guess I don't. I can come out here. And the roads in this neighborhood, I don't know if you're familiar with Arrowhead Drive and Ling Lake Road, but they're not the widened ones like we have in the village. Right. So there actually isn't. It's illegal to park on that side of the street. And the road here does a little ooch. I don't know. Can you show the road facing that way? So it turns to the right and to the left there. So even when we have cars parked in the road there, it's a tricky maneuvering.
How wide is that pavement there, Trevor? Do you know? I remember it's narrow, but 24 feet maybe?
Yeah, I could look real quick. Do you have any other questions? I'm looking.
The problem we face is, I mean, it's a choice to buy more cars, you know, and...
Well, the choice is to get married and bring in more children.
Right.
And drive,
right?
Yeah. Can I say something, too?
Sure. Sure, you step up to the...
I'm the fiancé.
Sure. But can you step up to the microphone and state your name and address just so we have it for the record?
Friend Michaels, 3173 Eclipse Drive, Bellevue. I just wanted to say, you said two more kids are coming in and going to Preble, but Chris also has three children, and two will be going to Notre Dame next year. So that's three, I mean, for sure, three cars going in different directions.
Four cars.
And, well, I mean, two kids going in different directions and ours, so that's four cars, if we want them to get to school and work.
There's a whole herd of deer right over there.
Yeah.
I just noticed
that. Yeah, window.
That's another issue.
That's the next
one. I mean, that's all.
That's cool.
You know, I'm sympathetic with what you're trying to do. I'm sure you won't be able to always get the results. People are going to vote no. But I do have some problems with what has been stated about our authority, whether we really should or can grant that variance from a couple of different aspects. I'll probably have something more to say later. But.
Does anybody in the audience want to speak more? I don't know if you're here to maybe support or say no.
I'm Robert Clausen, 451 Arrowhead, the next door neighbor. The existing garage is adjacent to our property. I don't know if we have no objections to it, and none of the neighbors around, as far as we know, we've talked to various of them. The one consideration, I don't know if it has any impact, is the number of lots that this property consists of. I believe at the moment, or the original property, I believe is two lots, similar to mine, and he's acquired the property behind it. You know, so he really has three adjacent lots. If that has any bearing, I have no idea, but you're within the 1,200 foot limitation.
And I also don't know if this matters, but the acquired lot did have a house with a two-stall garage on it, and that was all taken down.
I have to presume that we looked at that, and that's the reason why Mr. Elfner's here. Otherwise, if it was okay to build this, he wouldn't be here.
Correct, yes.
Okay.
it's 1,200, period, is really the ordinance. And it's one garage, period.
Per dwelling unit.
Right, yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter how many lots.
Correct.
Well, as long as they're combined now into one piece of property for him, that's the 1,200 limit is for that.
Right.
Correct?
Right. Yes.
And that acquired lot, obviously, was a different parcel ID, but we incorporated it in this current parcel ID. Otherwise, I presume we could have put up another garage on that other lot.
Actually, no. Because you would need a principal structure in order to have a garage on the lot.
We put a lot
house in the garage.
Yes.
Put a house in the garage.
I know where it is. Is one that slipped 3 years ago.
What's that?
I know of one in the village that slipped 3 years
ago. Yeah.
Still there. I'm torn too because you're potentially going to have five vehicles. So you're always going to have one outside, which adds to congestion. A lot of people don't like that in their neighborhoods. If you got a garage for four of them, aesthetically it's better. Yet we got to make sure we uphold our own laws.
Does anybody have anything else, or want to make a motion? I know in this circumstance it's seems kind of cold, but statutorily I just don't see it. Because there's nothing wrong with the property.
Or the design for my side.
It's a beautiful home.
Yeah, aesthetically it's fine.
Beautiful home.
Yeah, I think, unfortunately, this board has to stick with the statutory issues, and in this case I don't think it needs to.
Has this board ever tabled an action to have our attorney take a look at it? Village attorney?
I don't remember doing that. Three, 4 years, I don't know. But the appeal, is there an appeal process after this?
I believe it goes into maybe the circuit court.
It can be appealed.
Yeah, it can be appealed.
Circuit court.
The circuit court, which sounds fun, right?
Fun and efficient.
Yeah.
But from what I'm hearing here, everybody seems sympathetic to what they're being attempted to do here. And even in its precedent setting, I'd be comfortable of tabling it until we could have our attorney give us opinion, make sure that we're not exceeding our authority. Does anybody have a problem with that yet?
If I may add one last perspective, is to put an attached garage on this house. This really is the only spot that is feasible today, right? Or we'd have to tear down the other garage and build up a whole new garage in that spot. So this really is the only feasible location, and to do a single stall garage, I think, would not be the protection of the public interest. I think it would be odd, and it would misadjust it. And so that's why we have the architect. We hired the architect to make it fit in and appeal in the way that the current look is. So with that additional lot that we acquired and the space that we have, this is a 4,400 square foot home with a two-car detached garage. It doesn't align in 2019 with the market.
How old is that house? About 67 years?
It was the front of the house was built in 1937, and an addition was put on in the back in 1978. Back when it was Marquette Street, not Arrowhead Drive.
Okay. But I think that might be an ordinance issue, not a Board of Appeals issue. Maybe the ordinance could be changed. But to move things along here, I would make a motion to deny the request because it doesn't meet the unnecessary hardship test.
I'll second that.
Can you repeat the motion?
To deny.
Or dissolve it?
Yeah. There's a motion and a second. Is there any more discussion?
How many square footage of the current garage?
727.
And the new garage?
715, I believe it says. I believe it's 715.
Oh, yeah, so it's here somewhere. So we're looking at a total of 1,400.
Correct.
So it's a double variance that we need to deal with.
Yeah, the size and the additional garage, right?
Yeah.
I certainly don't want to give you ammunition to circumvent our laws, but it would appear to me if I were in your shoes, I'd investigate whether I could build a new double garage and somehow convert the old one, utilize for purposes other than a garage so that it would conform to the ordinance.
Because it's detached, it would be an outbuilding, yeah. So we'd have to do something about that as well.
Oh, yeah, okay. Nobody's thinking we should have it for the review by attorney?
I don't know what would be the finding.
Yeah.
From what I've seen from our legal counsel, they're far more adherent to the statutes than maybe we have been. So. Any more discussion? Again, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
Could I just say one last thing as a builder?
Sure. Or
is that too late?
Yeah, no. You can come up.
Okay.
It's okay.
I'm Ross, and I'm the contractor. And I live at 812 Terrible Drive. There has been discussion also with this where if we can, being garage space and being 1,200 square feet, the other option would be is to, I think it's kind of where you were going a little bit with that, Clarence, on how we describe how we're going to use it. And if we were to finish a room inside the garage, and be part of the house to be under the 700 square, you know, to meet the 1,200 square feet, then that would be fine. So there's, I don't know if this is for more for you or for the Village of Alloway or, you know, Trevor, the building permits, but my research that I did is we can actually still do it and finish a space inside that, inside the new garage, as say a mudroom, okay, and then be under that 1,200 square feet and still have a garage.
You have two units though. You'd have two garages. That's part of it also, part of the problem.
But that would actually be living space then inside. If we were to build a room inside this garage, it would be actual house.
It's something to explore. Something to explore.
So I don't understand. Two garages is also a variance need?
Yeah.
So I haven't understood that because there are many houses in the village that have two garages that I know.
Legal nonconforming. I mean, it depends on when the ordinance is written. And maybe Trevor can, you know, shed light on that. But what you're discussing right now, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, Trevor, it'd just be another variance application. If they were to change the plan and then come
back.
Right,
so I think Ross did bring this up with our building inspector, Kevin, and definitely something to consider, adding like a mudroom, a 10x20 mudroom, and 10x30 or whatever it would be, but then you'd still have to meet the variance for the additional garage.
Are the ordinances such that a garage that's attached is considered a separate garage from a garage that sits by itself?
Yes. Wait, so you're saying it says one garage, it doesn't define detached or attached?
Oh, I thought it had to do with... Okay, all right. That's
confusing. So there was a motion and a second to deny. There were two gay votes. Clarence?
I'm going to vote no, but primarily because I think it warrants further investigation, not knowing what exists in the village from my historical perspective. And I'd like to see it investigated further to see if we're off base in approving it. So my vote is no.
Yeah, my vote is I cannot find statutory reason. So the variance petition at this point is denied. It's denied.
So thanks for the time.
Thank you.
I've destroyed my reputation for being the most conservative on the board.
Yeah.
That's off the record, Debbie.
Yeah.
What's the Sarah, process for changing the ordinance?
Mm-hmm.
So they could petition the village and say this ordinance is outdated, and that would probably be the way to go for a lot.
For a lot. Mm-hmm.
Then the village can make
their
the call.
Option. Correct.
The village could even get specific. They could say in this particular area, and they could make exceptional things in ordinance too. But, which is not an unreasonable way to go, I don't think.
And who?
Yeah.
Is it the village board then?
Item number 6, announcements. Are there any announcements anybody would like to make?
I didn't realize this being created as a much more attentive board, and this is not a real criticism of basketball.
Okay, is this an announcement, or
pardon?
Or is this discussion?
Oh.
Okay, we're not adjourned yet.
Did somebody make a motion to adjourn?
Not yet.
If there's no announcements, doesn't sound like there are. Item number 7, adjournment. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So
there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right, we are adjourned.